Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Hey, it's Paris. I'm recording this in the future, but really it's the past because I'm currently in Tokyo, Japan. So as of me recording this, this is Tuesday morning for me, but now this is Tuesday morning for you. And this is all about Xbox Game Pass. So got a heads up on the news that was coming down for Xbox Game Pass. And as everyone knows now, Game Pass Ultimate is getting a price drop down to $22.99. And PC Game Pass is getting a price drop down to $13.99. And the caveat to both of these, Call of Duty is being removed from the service. Now, I think this is good news. This is something I've been talking about since last year when the price increased by 50% for Game Pass Ultimate, going, this is too expensive. We then heard from Asha Sharma, who is the new Xbox CEO, and she also echoed this. Game Pass is too expensive. So while I would have loved for this to go back to the $19.99 for Game Pass Ultimate, this is better than nothing. This does make it more affordable. This does bring some value back to the service. Now, I understand there's going to be people out there that are like, hey, why are we losing Call of Duty? Now, any Call of Duty game that has already been added into Game Pass will stay in Game Pass Ultimate. New Call of Duty titles won't come to the service until a year later. So this is the compromise. And in this current economy, this current market, it's better than nothing, the way I see it. Call of Duty is kind of just its own monolith. And I think people that are excited about playing Call of Duty every year, we're going to buy Call of Duty anyways. And at least if you're still subscribed to Game Pass Ultimate, you are going to get some discounts when you buy Call of Duty outright. So compromise again, it's not the best of news, but this is good enough news because something had to been done. Game Pass was no longer the best value in gaming. It just wasn't at $30 a month. I'm speaking specifically about Game Pass Ultimate. Now, this makes it a little better. And again, if you're on PC, PC Game Pass, lowering that price to $13.99 is a win. There's just no way around it. It was already, in my opinion, the best value tier for Game Pass. So, okay, we're losing Call of Duty out of it, but now we're getting day and date Xbox games on PC Game Pass for $13.99 a month. Now, the thing with me is with Game Pass, why I was always a fan of Game Pass and why I always say this is the best way in gaming. It was because you're getting Xbox games day and date into the service, as well as you're getting the discoverability with some of the indie and the third party games as well. And that's where I always thought the price when it originally came out, say when it was like $15 a month, yeah, this is an amazing value because you got to play these games at your pace. You didn't have to worry about, oh man, I need to play three or four games this month to make sure I'm getting the value out of it, right? It was more of a set it and forget it type of service. And when I had time to be able to go play, you could go discover these games. I think a lot with parents, right? Older people that obviously you got kids, you got responsibilities, you got to take them to soccer practice, friggin' dance class, all these things. You're not going to have time to sit there every night playing a bunch of games for hours on end. This is where Game Pass was great because you had, when you found time to play these games, you could go jump in and play it. But when it got up to $30 a month, I just didn't see it anymore. That no longer was a value to me. Sure, if you're a kid, you got a lot of extra time on your hands, you can play a whole bunch of games for $30 a month and get that value out of it. Not to mention, I think this also encourages people to stay subscribed month to month versus I guarantee you a lot of people are jumping in and out. Like, all right, I'll subscribe for a month, play a couple games, play Call of Duty or whatever the case, I'm out. Now you're probably going to see, especially now that we're seeing this lineup that Xbox has from their first party lineup for the rest of this year going into 2027, it's pretty strong, even without Call of Duty. So now it's on Xbox. Now, if Xbox wants Game Pass to truly succeed, it's the games. The games have to be good. They have to be great. They have to be compelling. They have to be something that week after week, month after month, you're willing to want to come back and experience and play these games. So, like I said, I would have loved if Game Pass Ultimate went back down to $19.99 a month. It's $22.99 a month. PC Game Pass is now $13.99 a month. The other tiers seemingly are still the same. Again, I'm recording this early. I'm in my hotel room right now in Japan. So if there's additional details on that, unfortunately, I did not get that. So I'll wait to see what the other tiers, if they potentially had some kind of price drop or some kind of value increase to them. But it seems like Game Pass Ultimate is staying exactly the same with all the perks that come with Game Pass Ultimate, minus new Call of Duty games. Those will go into Game Pass a year after release. Then you'll be able to play those games as a part of Game Pass. Current Call of Duty games will stay in the service as is. So again, compromise, not 100% like, hey, we're just dropping the price. They found, like, we've always assumed Call of Duty was the reason that the price is what it was. Now we're seeing that, yes, it was the main cause of why the price was what it was. So you're taking that out of the service. I do believe you're bringing some value back to Game Pass Ultimate. PC Game Pass gets even more value by lowering that price. The compromise, we don't get new Call of Duty games. So I will be fascinated to hear what you think out there about this news, because I would imagine some people are going to be very excited about this. Some people are going to be upset about it. But if Xbox is truly going to grow Game Pass, if they're going to make this a sustainable service, they had to do something. This is something I have said since Asha Sharma took over leadership. I was like, the first thing she needed to do was fix Game Pass. And I think this is step one in fixing that service. I think the community still needs to stay vocal about the things they like and they don't like about the service. And we'll see moving forward what the new leadership is going to be able to do. So still a lot of work to do with Xbox. I think this Game Pass was a great one. I've already talked a lot about the Xbox app on PC. While it has had massive improvements, obviously we see the new Xbox full screen experience, Xbox mode. That is a great step forward. Some UI changes, the cloud gaming UI, I think the changes there look really good, but there's still a lot of work to do with that stuff. So let's get Game Pass right. Let's go look at the PC side of things with the app. Obviously the Rogue LAX right now takes advantage of this. We know Project Helix is going to start really leaning into that as we move into the next console generation, most likely in 2027. So now is the time for the community to voice their opinion about these things. What do you like? What don't you like? Like I said before, I will be fascinated to hear what people have to say about Xbox Game Pass and this price drop, losing Call of Duty. Is this a good value for you? Is this a reason for you to stay subscribed? Or if you dropped off, because I imagine a lot of people dropped off at $30, will this tempt you to come back? Very curious to hear that. So I'll stop rambling. Like I said, I'm in my hotel room here in Japan. I'm going to be here for the next few days. Really excited about some stuff I'm doing for Forza Horizon 6. So look for that coverage coming soonish. Not sure when I'll be able to post it, but this right now is about Xbox Game Pass Ultimate, PC Game Pass. We got some price drops. Let me know what you think. This is Paris. Thank you for checking out this video, and I will talk to you again real soon.